All right, good day. How do I say I'm starting the day and telling my wonderful audience here that we're going to be dealing with pain, therapies for pain, how to deal with pain. I don't mean just psychological pain. I mean physical pain as well. And joining us is Andrew Whalen. He's the CEO and founder of Bioelectronics Corporation, dealing with the issue in terms of putting out great medical devices. And I want to tell you that this is a publicly traded company. The website, here's where I have to slow it down, is BIELCorp.com. BIELCorp.com. And the symbol is BIEL. It's an over-the-counter pink sheet stock. And again, Bioelectronics Corporation. Check it out. We need help in this area. Andy, welcome. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right, and I think for our listeners, I've given a very short overview. Maybe you could give a more comprehensive overview about bioelectronics and what it does.
All right. What we focus on is chronic pain right now, and what we've developed is we've taken pulse electromagnetic therapy, which has been around for decades in big devices, reduced it down to a microchip so it goes directly onto the body, and can provide 24-hour, 7 days an hour treatment, which is significantly better than just, you know, getting 15-minute treatment at the store. The device essentially sells for in the $30 range. It provides 720 hours of on and off therapy, and about three quarters of users just use it when they need it or weekly. About 25% actually chronic pain sufferers need it all. And what we've been focusing on is this chronic pain market, which is the lead product. We also have three other products. We have one for menstrual pain. We have one for recovery, for post-surgical. Now, I'll talk a little about that. Post-surgical and chronic pain. And then we have our animal line, our veterinary line for the animals. Now, what we've really been focused on as a small company is getting focus to the market for the Accu-Patch, which we sell in three different types of back, knee, and a muscle and joint product.
This Accu-Patch, how effective is it, and does it have any real competition in the market?
No, and we have no competition at this point. We've done a yeoman's job in terms of designing the product to get it down that $30 range so we can put it on the analgesic shelf in Europe. So in our main focus of the market is right now is Boots or Walgreens Boots. Walgreens owns Boots, which is the largest. And we've gone from this year from 300 of their stores, and by the first of the year we should have 2,400 stores. We just picked up the second largest chain, Lloyd's, and Superdrug, which is owned by the Hong Kong company that has 12,000 stores out there, so we're anxious to make sure that we do a good job there.
Picking up that note in terms of testing, you're always testing. Where do you stand in that, and what's the status of U.S. FDA OTC market clearance application?
All right, I think we're in excellent condition on that. The U.S. FDA finally reclassified the device because they always thought in terms of heat. They finally reclassify, recognize that there are non-thermal devices. Ours is clearly non-thermal. We're down at a very low power level. And what we've been able to establish is that it's the pulsing, not the heat. So, and we're doing a lot more research on that issue at the New York State University research with research people there. So the FDA, we didn't wait for their reclassification. So what we did was we wanted to ask, make sure we were in the right classification. They're going to accept our application. We filed an application about 2 months ago. So hopefully by the end of the year, we should have market clearance. And specifically what we asked for is relief of musculoskeletal pain and edema and an over-the-counter clearance, which it appears they've, in the new regs, have opened the opportunity, basically saying the regs are allow for individual evaluation of it. That's important for us because, because we have such good performance at Walgreens Boots in the UK. We're optimistic that we can get access into the Walgreens stores rapidly here in the U.S.
For investors listening, they're saying, oh, this sounds great. It's terrific. And you have a double-pronged approach. You have to continue to have product development, cures, and devices that at least alleviate pain. And the other part of it is the business end, and it's really tough to accomplish both. So what do you tell investors who may be interested in looking at Bioelectronics Corporation?
Well, I think what's important is that the market for the ActiPatch product, the muscle skeletal pain, 80% of chronic pain is muscle skeletal pain. And that's the market's huge. It's at least 1.5 billion people worldwide. There's 116 million people suffering have chronic pain in the U.S., and they don't get any relief. I mean, the reason they have chronic pain is because it won't go away. Nothing else they're doing. What we've been able to demonstrate with our marketing program, or Try and Tell, is to measure what the pain relief is. And what we find is that they're up on pain levels north of 8 on a scale of 10, while they're using, on an average, almost 2 drugs a day. So we have extremely good patient response. Given that size of that market and being realistic, we've been actively negotiating, and we're not to dollar amounts yet, but we're recruiting and working with getting a major pharmaceutical OTC consumer group company that's in a couple hundred markets, or, you know, the 200 major markets in the world.
What can we look forward to for 2015? You appear to have an accelerated project and process here and getting some great distribution. What's 2016, really? We're almost through in 2015.
Amazing, isn't it? Anyway, the focus is really on these three things. Get that U.S. FDA clearance. And we've given them extremely good, we give them 3 solid clinical data studies. We give them our registry that was published in Pain Management of 5,000 plus users of the product, showing that the product is exceptionally safe and effective. And then we gave them usability studies showing that, you know, everybody understands sort of thing. So there's really no reason we're not going to get U.S. FDA clearance this time. The focus then is to show how effective the product sells. You know, it's nice to say it works and all this. The question really is, will people buy the product? And that's what we're demonstrating with the Try and Tell program in the UK. And the third thing, as I mentioned, is we got to focus on getting the resources, not just the financial resources, the managerial resources to launch this product around the world, because we have a very unique patented product. And, you know, and it's the only thing that really works for the chronic pain sufferer. And essentially what it does is, we don't relieve pain completely. I don't know anything other than the body can do that to itself. That what we do is we reduce the pain down enough so that they can sleep through the night, they get restful sleep, and they get up in the morning and can restore their daily activities. So we dramatically change the lives of people who use the product. The key is they get that pain down enough. And we get it down. Like I mentioned, they have 8 plus scale. We get a 57% reduction in pain, which means they can go back out and do their, you know, live their life. Like I always think every night, we put more people asleep than anyone.
more than Ben Carson, huh? Jeb Bush, right. Andy, big progress in menstrual pain therapy, and all the animal love is for dogs, cats, and horses, making great progress there.
Yeah, but actually, we're getting more. We don't have the replant. We're not really working the menstrual pain market yet. We're talking to some people, but not yet. The one that we're making good progress on is we're developing a prescription product in conjunction with the B. Braun people. So we're testing our device at power levels to get a prescription device. So we have a device that sells for more than $30, but it really works on surgical implants and post-operative pain. and so that we do both. We know we get the pain down quickly, and now we just have to measure how fast we can accelerate the healing. And that's really just the result of the function of shutting down the inflammation. The wound closes up quicker, and you get a better solid closure and less granulation or scarring. So.
I want to give the website. The company, again, is Bioelectronics Corporation. You can get much more an overview from an investor's standpoint and from a product standpoint by going to the website. Get yourself an investor's kit, trading over the counter on the pink sheets, and the symbol is B as in boy, I-E-L. That's also the website, bielcorp.com. And in about 10 or 15 seconds here, do you have any closing comments?
No, I just think we have to stay the course, if you will. We've been on it for a while now. We're pretty sure we'll get the U.S. FDA clearance. The sales in the U.K. were demonstrating exceptional customer acceptance and retailer acceptance.
All right. Andy, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you on. Hope to have you back. This is Stu Taylor.
Good. Thank you. Bye now.